Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The University of Alaska has released a plan to reopen campuses depending on the COVID-19 threat level. The four-phase approach gradually increases in-person classes and on-campus housing and gives staff the option to work at their offices. In a letter to the university community, UA President Jim Johnson says the plan is not a linear path to reopening and that, quote, it is very likely that we will move back and forth among the phases as the incidence of COVID-19 ebbs and flows in our state and communities, unquote. Johnson will talk about the plan during a governor's COVID-19 press conference tonight at 5. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced yesterday that the Canadian border will remain closed to non-essential travel for at least another month. KHNS reports that on March 20th, the U.S. and Canada mutually agreed to close their border to non-essential traffic for 30 days. The closure was extended in April for another 30. During a press conference yesterday, Trudeau told reporters that it's too soon to say if the border closure could extend past June 21st.
The situation is changing rapidly, and we're adjusting constantly to what is the right measures for Canadians to get that balance right between keeping people safe and restoring a semblance of normality and economic activity.
Alaskans driving home from the lower 48 through Canada are exempt from the closure. However, they are required to make the trip without staying in hotels or making stops along the way except for fuel. The operator of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline is allowing oil companies to send more crude from the North Slope to Valdez as demand creeps back and economies reopen. Alyeska Pipeline Service Company had previously imposed a 15% cut to North Slope production. On May 15th, the company trimmed the reduction to just 5%. That's a cut of about 25,000 barrels of crude a day spread across all oil fields. Alyeska spokesperson Michelle Egan says it's a big deal to reduce the cut.
It is absolutely good news for Alaska when we are back to moving nearly 100% of the oil that the North Slope is ready to deliver to us. That is where we want to be. That's where we all want to be.
Oil and gas observer Larry Persley says Alyeska's announcement shows that the crude pump from the North Slope now has somewhere to go.
To me, it's more of an indication that there's capacity on the West Coast at the refineries and in storage. So they're going to up production because there's a place to put it, there's someone who wants it, and prices are higher.
Still, Persley says the oil industry is a long way from recovering. As oil prices and demand crashed in March and April, oil producers cut spending and reduced drilling, and oil field service companies laid off hundreds of workers in Alaska. The state's largest oil producer, ConocoPhillips, says it will still cut oil production in half in Alaska next month. I'm Dan Bross.